then in my hand.
And I've eased it.
And you watch it actually freeze in your hand. So you're staring at the cross, which is the seams on that football coming in at you. And I, so I did these ball drills with him, and what was remarkable in 2 days. So he had a pro day on March 12th, and actually ESPN, I think, picked it up. Sports Illustrated did. But he had all these criticisms at the combine about his catching. So he went into his pro day after I only spent like 4 hours with him, but he picked up fast and he worked on him and everything. He went in there and bam, hand catching like everything, and like they were thrilled with him. And after that, there were 29 teams there looking at him. They all said, "Oh, there's no issue now with the catching." So, you know, but it goes to show that that wasn't something that he couldn't do. That was just something like, to your point. He just nobody ever spent the time with him on those details.
We've got a guy coming up. I got to take a break. Dizzy Grant's going to come in. He's with the Harlem Globetrotters. He's another one. But if you watch the Globetrotters and the things that they do with the basketball, it's focus. I mean, it really is. Right. Anybody can do it with enough focus and concentration, but these guys have mastered it. Dizzy Grant, up with the Harlem Globetrotters next, and then we'll start. we'll go back. I want to follow through on what you talked about. You're listening to The Bottom Line, ESPN 730 and ESPN730.com.
It's boat time at Bojangles. Hurry in now to get a Cajun Filet Biscuit combo with seasoned fries and a legendary iced tea, now just $3.99. A perfect meal for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Bojangles. It's boat time.
Here's your ESPN 730 traffic report. I'm Joe Larson. 85 southbound, everything clear now. All lanes are open. That earlier accident between Graham Street, exit 40, and Statesville Avenue, exit 39. Again, 85 southbound, all lanes are open. No problems. 77, 485, or Independence Boulevard. Have a collision to the east on Harris Boulevard near Albemarle Road. Also in Dilworth, clearing up East Boulevard at Scott Avenue. BobMayberryHyundai.com. That's where Hyundai buyers all over the metro go for the best Hyundai prices and Hyundai assurance. Bob Mayberry Hyundai, just a short drive from I-485. ESPN 730, your source for national, regional, and local sports coverage. Charlotte's home for sports.
Stay up to date with ESPN 730 all the time online at ESPN730.com. With the latest news, scores, plus interviews located in the audio vault.
With guests from both The Bottom Line and The Pulse.
ESPN 730 is also on Twitter. At ESPN 730, giving you the latest information with the Charlotte sports scene. Plus, follow at Bobby Rosinski and at C. Allison 730 for information and opinions. ESPN 730 Charlotte.
Introducing Mobile Deposit on the Park Sterling Bank mobile banking app. Now you can deposit your checks wherever you are. Our mobile app allows you to securely view account activity, make deposits, view recent check images, view your balances, locate a branch or ATM, and more. To learn more, visit the Park Sterling Bank office closest to you or go to parksterlingbank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. App is available for download via the App Store and Google Play. App is available for personal accounts only.
Hey, sports fans, I'm Bryce Johnson, and I'm the host of Unpacking It, a fast-paced, integrity-based sports show. Join me as I unpack the week in sports from a faith perspective and look at the world of sports through a different lens. I interview intriguing guests and allow them to talk about what's most important to them. Find out more at unpackingit.com.
Tune in every Sunday morning at 7 a.m. right here on ESPN 730 and ESPN730.com, Charlotte's home for sports.
Hi, this is Carrie Howell, Executive Director of the Hospitality House of Charlotte. Hospitality House has been providing lodging to families in medical crisis since 1985. We're located in the heart of Charlotte, and we are here for families battling cancer, a transplant, cardiac issues, or even a traumatic event. For more information or to support Hospitality House, call 704-376-0060. Check out our website, hospitalityhouseofcharlotte.org.
Man, who's that cat coming down?
I don't know, but it sounds to me like that
gifted
man with the bone.
Sure having himself a ball.
Welcome back to The Bottom Line. Lanny Ford, Al Gardner, Stuart Davis.
How you doing?
Behind the glass. Dr. Bill Thierfelder and Dizzy Grant from the Harlem Globetrotters. We were just talking. Dizzy's a young man being with the Globetrotters. But Dizzy, tell us how you got your start with the Globetrotters.
Well, I'll give you the long story.
I want the long story.
I went to see the Harlem Globetrotters when I was 7 years old. My parents took me and my brother to go see them, and had never seen basketball, never heard of the game.
You didn't play it.
Didn't play it.
Wow.
And went to the game, and I can remember, like it was yesterday, sitting in the crowd being in awe of what those guys were doing with the basketball. And my parents ended up buying me a ball from the merchandise stand that night, and didn't even have a basketball hoop at home, but it ended up working out because I was playing with the ball in the house and breaking too many lamps. So my mom said, we got to get this boy a hoop outside. So it worked out, but I played all through high school. I ended up playing in college at a school called the College of New Jersey. And come out of college, I said, you know, I want to play professional basketball one day. And I went down to Florida to kind of like a basketball combine for players that want to go play overseas. And the Globetrotters had a scout there. And they approached me and said, hey, how would you like to, you know, come try out for us? And, you know, it's one of those once-in-a-lifetime opportunities, how you turn it down. So here I am 8 years later.
What did they see in you? Was there an entertainment component or your personality or something they noticed that they wouldn't have approached somebody else?
Well, I think that had something to do with it. You know, when we look for new talent, you know, we look for guys that can play basketball at a high level but also kind of have that personality. And, you know, I'm a pretty easygoing guy. I like to have fun. But I think one of the main reasons why they picked me was because of my shooting ability.
Yeah. And now Saturday, I think, at the Time Warner is when you guys are playing, right?
That's right. We'll be here at 1 o'clock, and fans, come on out and have a good time. You know, it's one of the few forms of entertainment. You can bring the whole family, too. You know, bring the kids, bring the grandparents. You can bring the dog if you want to and have a good time.
Now, let me ask you, do y'all just have one traveling team now?
Well, we have 28 total players, and we break that off into three units. So right now, we have a team that's over in Germany right now that do about a 50-game European tour over there, and then we have two teams here in the States.
I remember when I was younger in Washington, we were talking about it off the air. They would come through the old Charlotte Coliseum, Bojangles, or whatever it's called now, and then you'd usually see them on ABC's Wide World Sports, which has been gone for a long time. But I remember there were two teams, and you always wanted to see the Metal Arc Curly Neal team.
Yeah.
And, of course, Curly Neal was from here in Charlotte, went to Johnson C. Smith University. But the things that these guys could do with the basketball was absolutely amazing. And we talked about it. What Dr. Thierfelder helps with is athletes that they don't understand how much they can accomplish until they learn how to control in their mind and focus. And that's what you guys do, because it's just a matter of being able to control what you're doing.
That's right. You know, we play, I mean, probably about 250-plus games a year. You know, so to be able to do what we do, you do have to have, you know, focus and, you know, just understanding how your body works. Like, we left home Christmas morning, and we won't get home till April 29th. We'll play 200-plus games in between then. So, you know, it's very important that, you know, we understand what we have to do and then take the necessary steps, you know, with our body and our mind to make sure we can achieve what we want to.
Do you guys practice?
Oh, yeah.
With a schedule like that, you still can work
in
practice because the passing alone requires.
So we have a game at 1 o'clock on Saturday. We'll get to the gym probably about 10 o'clock. We'll practice for about an hour and a half, 2 hours.
What do you practice most?
Well, now it's kind of late in the season, so we've kind of got everything down, you know. But mostly ball handling,
yeah.
You know, doing the tricks, make sure your passes and everything are crisp and all your ball handling is in tip-top shape.
But to be able to do it, it's got to be incredible focus. I mean, because it's a timing thing. So much of you guys do is timing.
Yeah, and you can tell when, you know, that's – you know, a little insight to the Globetrotters when there's a new guy out there, they don't quite understand the timing of everything. You can usually point him out.
Yeah. What's your favorite trick?
My
favorite
thing
to do.
You know what? I'm going to be plain and simple. It's spinning the ball on the finger. You know, it's something that is simple as
camera
it seems.
One, zoom in. Can you do it?
Oh, yeah.
You do it right here?
Oh, yeah.
Do it right here. All right, Dr. Thierfelder, here you go. Look at this. Give us a play-by-play.
Well, I mean, part of it actually to be able to do that is kinesthetic.
That.
It's called kinesthetic awareness. And what that basically means is that he feels his body in space extraordinarily well.
Look how long it's going.
I know.
It's on his head now.
Yeah, but that takes an incredible development of your motor control to be able to do that. So actually, when you're practicing, you're not just generally practicing throwing a ball around. I mean, there's a precision to what you're doing, and you can feel the subtlest differences in terms of how the ball comes off your finger. If it came off a fraction to the inside of your finger, you would feel it. Fraction to the outside, you'd feel it. That's a level of mastery that most people never get to.
Yes.
It's funny he says that, you know, because we realize it sometimes, but we don't think about it. You know, it's second
nature. We don't have to now.
But, I mean, believe me, when I got on the team, I didn't know how to do anything. Spinning that ball on my finger was a challenge.
How long did it take you to learn to do that?
It took me a good 3 months of just practicing every single day to get that down.
Yeah.
To feel, you know, where I'd be comfortable, you know, to do it in front of people without breaking.
To Dr. Thierfelder.
Well, it was like
mastery.
Andre
mastery.
Williams, when he came in, one of the coaches asked him was, can you juggle? I said, I can teach you juggle right now, you know. So I started to show him, but it was amazing at first. I mean, he couldn't juggle. I I mean, you don't know what to do, where the ball's going. Within 2 days, he's juggling.
Juggling, you know, so. two balls
with one hand, three balls with, yeah. You know. Yeah. So and it's not that hard.
The other thing is some of the shots and stuff that you guys do, it's muscle memory. I mean, you've mastered it to where, as you're saying, you know when you're just a fraction off because you do the feel.
Right.
Same thing with golfers. I mean, it's the same thing on swing. When they know exactly when they don't do something right because they can feel it. They've got that kind of condition and control over their body.
And you're exactly right. Another thing that we practice so much, we always like to say, you know, if you practice hard, you know, when you get in the game or you get in front of people, it's going to be easy compared to how hard you practice. So, you know, we shoot so many, like, half-court shots, you know, stuff like that. We're so used to doing so much in practice, you know, it's – when we get in the game, okay, well, this is nothing. We shot 200 feet, you know, 2 hours ago.
You think of the musculature it takes to throw a half-court shot. You do a lot of training, too, don't you?
Yeah, we definitely do. We actually incorporated something to our show called the four-point shot 4 years ago, which is 35 feet away from the basket. It's 12 feet further than the NBA line, so it's quite a heave. And I never will forget when they first showed us where we were going to be shooting from in practice. And my first 10 shots, I mean, I didn't hit anything. The only thing I hit was the floor. And I remember saying to myself, like, there's no way we're going to make that. There's no way. It's too far. And now, here I am 4 years later, I go home and play pickup with some buddies back at home. And they can't believe how far away I shoot.
I could ask you the same question I asked Dr. Thierfelder, who, by the way, jumped 7 feet, 4 1/4 inches.
Wow.
And set the Maryland record, and he's a world-class athlete, of course. And I asked him, as a former, I was involved in boxing a little bit, and there were days you climb in the ring and you feel like, I don't belong here. This guy's going to kill me. And I asked him whether or not he saw that 7'4 1/4 inches ever and thought, oh, there's no way I can do this. He said the opposite. He said it always seemed low to him. And when he cleared the 7-foot bar, he was disappointed at that point because it had already been there mentally so many times. My question to you, do you ever go out and think to yourself, all right, now the Time Warner Arena is packed. Everybody's here. They're all watching me. I know I'm going to regress. I'm not going to be able to do this trick.
There have been days, you know, some days.
Really?
You have long travel days and, you know, 35 feet, like four-point shots, 35 feet wherever we go. But some days you walk in the gym, you're like, man, are you sure that's 35 feet?
That's a lot further.
But like I said, it's just we practice so much and we take a lot of pride in what we do and what we're able to do. So, you know, I always like to say, and, you know, playing sports, you know, it's the mental part of it that, you know, a lot of times that as athletes you have to kind of overcome. The physical part is the easy part to me. It's the mental part.
You can make your body do the physical part.
Exactly.
The mental part, you've got to get the mental conditioning to be able to do
that. That's what your book's all about.
And you look at world-class athletes, you know, whether it's the NBA or, you know, Major League Baseball or football, you look at, you know, the upper echelon versus, you know, the guys who are kind of on the board, and that's what, you know, separates them, I think, is, you know, having that mental toughness and that perseverance.
It's also the attention to detail. In other words, when people talk about being in the zone, sometimes that's this nefarious, you know, what is this thing, this zone? It's attention to detail. The more detail you become absorbed in, the more perfect you'll be. So, for example, all the shots you've taken, I mean, you have such a feel for what you're doing. It's just really reproducing the feeling, over and over reproducing the feeling. So to the degree you're absorbed in that present moment, seeing the details of what it takes to do this particular thing right now, so seeing the rim, feeling your body, that's as good as it gets.
I always wonder about golfers, for example. Great golfers who are out there play at the college level, but to be that pro who can stay on the tour all the time, you have to have that mental level, I guess, the acceptance.
What's
that
my
you
saying,
in.
Al? The longest distance in sports is 6 inches between your ears.
longest distance in golf.
Once you master that 6 inches, you can just about anything that you want to.
You're right.
You're a married guy. Is it tough to be on the road with the family?
It's challenging, but, you know, me and my wife, we make it work. You know,
she travels with